In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, when we are still within the octave of Corpus Christi, I wanted to draw your attention on why the Church is so strict in its command, in her commandment, that everybody, all of her members, should communicate and receive the sacred body and blood of Jesus Christ. In this precept, the Church relies on her own Savior's words: "Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. He that eateth my flesh shall live forever." It is truly the duty of every man to try to save his soul, and Holy Communion is so necessary as a precept. It is the duty of every man to receive this necessary precept for his salvation as soon as he is capable of understanding this divine mystery, and as soon as he is trained and understands whether he wishes or not to receive this heavenly food. It is not only a commandment of the Church to receive this blessed sacrament, but it is also a great and lovingly exhortation to all her children that they too should rely on our Lord's words, that he will be who will eat his flesh and drink his blood shall have everlasting life. I wanted to tell you today about the times during the French Revolution when it was very difficult and indeed very dangerous to try to receive this heavenly bread. During those terrible times lived two young girls who were both become very courageous and defenders of the Blessed Sacrament. First one was named Saint Mary Magdalene Postel, who at the age of 18 opened a school for girls in her own town. But 5 years later came the French Revolution with all its cruel persecutions of everything which was religious. So Saint Mary Magdalene Postel built a secret chapel under the stairs in her home, and there a priest would offer Mass and distribute Holy Communion. But after several narrow escapes from the government troops, she decided to discontinue keeping the Blessed Sacrament in her home. And in accordance of Church law, during persecution, St. Mary Magdalene Postel was given permission to carry the sacred hosts on her person and to give viaticum to the dying when no priest was at hand. So lovingly was the Church in regards of her children's and in the salvation of her children that she granted this exceptional indult for a laywoman to carry the Blessed Sacrament so that all of Church faithful and true children might receive the sacred body and blood of our Lord Jesus. And that is why Saint Pius X, when he beatified Saint Mary Magdalene Postel, called this girl a veritable maiden priest. Another young heroine is named Jeannette, who also lived during the French Revolution. In that time, one fine Catholic woman was thrown into dark prison, and there she had managed to live, but she had managed to leave her 12-year-old daughter named Jeannette in the care of relatives. Little Jeannette, who was anxious to see her mother, finally found out the way that she, when she became acquainted to the jailer's wife, and she, that is the wife, would dress little Jeannette in her own child's clothes so that she could visit her dear mother. And one day the mother told Jeannette to go to their pastor and ask to be prepared for the first communion. The good priest agreed and then added, "Jeanette, I want you to do something for your mother. I want you to take Holy Communion to her. Then both of you can receive together." So 2 mornings later, the priest offered Mass at very early time and then gave 2 sacred hosts to the little girl, who then traveled to the prison where she and her mother both knelt down for a moment and adored Jesus present with them. Then the mother gave Holy Communion, her first Holy Communion, to her daughter, and next the mother received the other host from her own daughter, Jeanette. And truly, this proved to be the viaticum of the mother, because when little Jeanette next time came back a few days later, she was told that her mother had been put to death by the government troops. In this beautiful scene, mother received her viaticum from her daughter, and then the daughter received her first Holy Communion from her own mother. So loving is our Lord's taking care of her children, that he always, during the whole history of the Church, has found ways and means to distribute this heavenly manna, this life-giving food, to his children. And we have his promise that he will also continue to do so until the end of days. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.